USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Standing is a big part of the Biden administration's argument against some Republican-led states that are asking the Supreme Court to overturn the president's forgiveness of $400 billion in student loan debt.
These are federal loans between the federal government and student loan borrowers. So this is a situation where the secretary is really acting within the core of his expertise and his authority.
U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar arguing before the Supreme Court. Nebraska's Solicitor General argued the president bypassed Congress's authority and there's no law that authorizes the debt cancellation. A new Gallup poll shows President Biden's job approval rating is holding steady at 42%. As for individual issues, 46% of those asked approve of Biden's handling of Ukraine, 53% like his COVID response. As for the economy, it's just 34%, and immigration, 33% approval. The New York City area is dealing with its first noticeable snow of the season, and many are welcoming it.
So far, so good. It's a little heavy.
This is great. Finally, we got a little bit of snowfall this season. Kids are off from school.
Very heavy, wet. This is called heart attack snow.
Well, it's just a few inches around the big cities. Parts of northern New England could see a foot of snow. In the west, another blizzard warning for the mountains. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is facing an uphill battle to keep her job. The last polls before today's election show her trailing one of her many challengers.
We're looking at nine candidates vying for this spot right now. And according to independent polls that we've seen, in the lead is former Chicago Public Schools CEO Paul Vallis, and then a much more narrow margin between incumbent Mayor Lori Lightfoot and two others.
Correspondent Marissa Parra, if no candidate wins 50% today, the top two will face off in April. This is USA News.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is every day.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The controversy rages on over the possible origin of COVID-19.
I've not seen any evidence for a lab leak so far. It doesn't mean it's not impossible. I just think it's much less likely.
Dr. Peter Hotez, infectious disease expert at Baylor University, is not swayed by that new report that a leak from the lab in Wuhan, China, is to blame. Of course, the source of that report, the U.S. Energy Department, is also not all that convinced.
The overwhelming opinion from the scientific community and published data shows that the wet markets were the origin.
The wet market being the place where live animals are bought and sold in Wuhan. Dr. Hotez says it's important we do figure out where COVID first came from so we can better prepare for the next outbreak. As Southern California prepares for another big storm, some grade school students from the city of Irvine are home after being trapped for nearly a week at a science camp in the mountains. Teacher Joe Conti of Fern Drive Elementary says once they all calmed down,
it was a science camp, but this is a life lesson for them. How to deal with, adapt to change, and how to deal with things that come up unexpectedly. And that's the life lesson they get out of this.
A new Census Bureau survey labels Seattle the saddest big city in the USA. It had the highest percentage of people who said they felt depressed and hopeless. Coming in second, San Bernardino, California, and then Phoenix. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.